All right, here we go. Four rewards. Survivors ready. Go. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, effective July 1st, 2023. Governor Ron DeSantis signed into Florida law the elimination of permanent alimony. Men, if you have been paying permanent alimony as a resident of the state of Florida prior to July 1st, 2023, you can contact Brandon Legal Group for a free consultation on how to stop paying permanent alimony. 813-902-3576, 813-902-3576, or click the box to request a free consultation at brandonlegalgroup.com. Stop paying permanent alimony. It is no longer law in the state of Florida. My email for survivor purposes is write.todd@yahoo.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, X, or Instagram at ToddWright2121. Remember, my fantasy podcast, 8 seasons running, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, separate podcast on other platforms, and the Todd Wright Toddcast, non-fantasy, non-survivor, non-specific content, sports, pop culture, everyday life, entertainment. The Todd Wright Toddcast, also a separate podcast, coming up on 300 episodes lifetime for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Told you about Seattle. Told you. You're either in or you're not in on Seattle. That was the Week 7 play. That has been the Week 7 play for months. My research was in early August. The schedule came out, what, May? June? That was the game. And even as Circus Sports tweeted out, you know, some nail-biting as it related to the Seahawks, it wasn't a dominating performance against the feisty Cardinals, but it got the job done. As predicted on this podcast last week, I said roughly 60% of remaining survivor entries were going to be on the Seahawks over the Cardinals in Week 7. Actual circa numbers. 60.3%, 1,078 entries of 1,745 that were still remaining after the Saints lost Thursday night to the Jaguars to open Week 7 were on Seattle. So if nothing else, this isn't an I told you so. This is more of it makes me feel good when I give you accurate information. Unlike so many others in the business, whether we're talking gambling or we're not talking about any skin in the game, it seems like the loudest mouths get rewarded with the most attention, the most airtime, and so many of them, I'm not going to name names. You know who I'm talking about. You see them on TV. You hear them, you hear about them. They're not accountable. I like being accountable. I do my homework. I think twice before I say something. So the fact that I was able to just analyze the big number on Seattle, I'd be saying the same thing if they lost. You know, it was one of those where I said to you, do you want to be in on this or do you want to play the longer game and be like, okay, since over half the field could go out and take a major chunk out of what's left, maybe I want to be somewhere else. Seattle was the game in Week 7. I don't know if we're going to have another week like this. Probably. But yes, 60%. 60% at circa. Over 60% in my personal league. Based out of the Southeast United States, we're on Seattle. had Seattle lost in my league, because the number two choice in my league was Buffalo against the Patriots, in my league would have been down to about somewhere between 15 to 20% of the original entries. It would have been significantly down because the number on Seattle was well over 60%. The Bills were the number two entry also at Circa. So 10% go out as the Bills lose to the Patriots. The number three entry at Circa go out at 5.6%. We're on the Buccaneers, lost to the Falcons. The number four highest chosen entry at Circa out, that was the Rams at home against the Steelers. That's just your basic Mike Tomlin game right there. Just like the previous week where Mike Tomlin beat the Ravens. Because Mike Tomlin wins regular season games like nobody's business. And he wins regular season games that it doesn't look like his team should win. And that's what makes him such a great regular season head coach. Playoffs, since Super Bowl 43, not so much. Not a Super Bowl appearance in Super Bowl 45. Just like Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers won that game. Tomlin lost it. Neither has been back. Regular season-wise, both Rodgers and Tomlin do a lot of damage. So let's take a look at Week 8. Let me pull up the always valuable common. Didn't see that damn commercial too much. Column from Patrick Everson, senior sports betting reporter, VegasInsider.com, with updated spreads, money lines to give us talking points on Week 8. We're pretty much to the point now where the top teams, although they're shaking, right? The perceived top teams, I would imagine a very high percentage of survivor players still alive going into Week 8 don't have the ability to play any of the following: Bills, Eagles, Dolphins, Seahawks. Now, we know 60% played them last week, minimum, at least at Circa. 49ers, Chiefs. Most of those are gone. Many played Lions in Week 5. I should have stuck with my plan to play them against Carolina. Instead, I went to Miami instead, and then I didn't have as strong of a play in Week 6 and was victimized by the Eagles' loss to the Jets. But a lot of those high-profile, better teams, bigger favorites, have been used through the first 7 weeks. So that's why we'll sort of focus in on the next level. You've got to start. It's now also about the anti-pick. Who are you going against? Some of the same teams as all season. The anti-Arizona play has worked every week except against the Cowboys. For people that went with the Cowboys against Arizona in Week 3, you were out. Which means that most people probably still have the Cowboys. So why don't we start there? Because my analysis in early August, the cross-reference of win totals versus point spreads, game point spreads for the season, said the play was Dallas in Week 8. Cowboys coming off a bye against an opponent not coming off a bye. Cowboys at home off the bye, opponent on the road. Cowboys against a non-division opponent. The opponent is better than our early August perception. But that opponent just lost their last just lost their last game at home in a favored position, right? Were they favored against the Steelers? I think they were. So we're talking Cowboys-Rams. As of recording of this podcast, Tuesday morning, Eastern Time, roughly 11:30 a.m. Cowboys, a 6.5-point favorite. Money line, minus 275. I would expect ...25% minimum on Dallas this week for all those reasons that I just gave. 25% on Dallas. Let's look at other spreads as big, 6.5 or higher. Thursday night, Buffalo. Now, Buffalo the last couple of weeks has taken out many people playing Survivor with, they beat the Giants, barely, sorry. So, yeah, that was kind of a win. And then they lose to the New England Patriots. I was on Buffalo in week two when they beat the Raiders. There was another obvious spot to play Buffalo when they were beating teams by 20, 30. Someone out on Buffalo in week one. I would imagine, what do you think? The Bills have probably taken more people out of Survivor this year than any other team. Because, yeah, I'm going to look at their schedule here and just make sure I see what I got. Let's go here. So week one, some people took the Bills on the road against the Jets. Although Aaron Rodgers was playing in that game. So it wasn't a high number, but it was a huge upset, right? Especially with the way the game went down. But the Bills lost to the Jets. Then they bounced back the next 3 weeks. Won big over the Raiders. I was on the Bills week two. Won big over the Commanders. So some who didn't expect them to bounce back week two were like, okay, they've righted it. We'll take them against the Commanders week three. They won by 34. Not many on them against the Dolphins week four because the Dolphins had come off a 70-20 win over Denver. So there wasn't a lot of action either way there. Then the Jaguars came in. The Jaguars beat the Bills in London. Some were on the Bills in London and lost there. Then the Bills survive against the Giants 14-9, and then the Bills lose the Patriots. So there are some people, I guess, who still have the Bills, who didn't burn them against the Raiders like me, who didn't burn them against the Commanders, although I think that was a decent percentage. It was a pretty good chunk, though, that had them against the Giants that had to sweat that out in week six. So I'm going to say against the Bucks, it's going to be, I don't know, 15-ish percent. Maybe 15-20. I still think the Cowboy percentage is going to be higher than the Bills just because most people haven't used the Cowboys. So there's more people who have the Cowboys available than people who have Buffalo available, with Buffalo going up against the Bucks in an obvious get-right spot. And the Bucks just, other than Mike Evans, nobody scores touchdowns on the Buccaneers. All right, let's go back to the spreads, if I can get there, and look at everything for week eight. So we've given you two. There's a 6.5-point spread for the Eagles at the Commanders. Eagles a minus 295 money line play. By the way, Bills minus 430 money line at home against the Bucs. Eagles on road, division opponents. There are a couple of red flags. Eagles off a very nice win. Nice bounce back win at home. But still offensively, things don't look right. Jalen Hurts, not 100%. Devontae Smith, dropping a lot of balls. Where's DeAndre Swift been for about a month? This is an obvious game where the Eagles win it with defense. Sam Howell didn't account for a touchdown against in a loss to the Giants. But there's some red flags here, and I would imagine most people have already played the Eagles, used them at some point, and unlike me, used them successfully. So I don't expect the percentage will be very high here. I would say this will be under 10% for the Eagles against the Commanders. Could be wrong. I mean, it could be 10% or higher. I don't think it's going to be as high as the Cowboys or the Bills. Dolphins. I don't imagine many still have Miami to play. Also in the Circa contest, as Gil has pointed out to me, Circa treats Thanksgiving as a separate week. So you better have the Dolphins available or the Cowboys available to play that week, because there are only four games you can play. Dolphins at 9.5 at home against the Patriots, near 5-1 money line for the Dolphins. But again, I don't think many people have the Dolphins still to play. So this will probably be a single digit percentage or 10% or less. 7.5, Chiefs at Broncos. I would imagine most of you use Kansas City, so same thing here. Very small percentage with the Chiefs. Division game at Mile High. Broncos just beat the Packers. Still not a lot to get excited about there. Chiefs, a 4-1 money line, -390. But again, I don't think many people still have the Chiefs to use. So that brings us to, and here's sort of that second level, kind of where we were with the Cowboys. So we're to these three games, because I think most survivor players still playing in week 8, in addition to having Dallas, probably have one of these three teams still available, if not more. The Ravens, the Chargers, or the Lions. Now, the obvious spot to play the Lions was week 5. Some played them in week 2 and are out, so we're not talking about them now. All three, as I speak, Tuesday morning, are 8.5-point favorites. So even more than Dallas at home against the Rams. Ravens off a dominant performance against the Lions. Going on the road, non-division game. Against a Cardinal team, and this is a repeating theme. For those that have gone anti-Arizona. And you say, well, you know, the Cardinals, they hung in there against Seattle. They hung in there against the Niners. Other than against the Cowboys, they don't win. They don't win. And their best scorer, James Conner, isn't playing right now. So, yeah, you don't want to sweat this, but as long as the team you're picking against doesn't win, you'd rather sweat and survive than be out. So the anti-Arizona play all but once this year has worked. So if you haven't used the Ravens, I don't think you used them last week against the Lions. I seriously considered them in London against the Titans and regret not using them. And sure, the Ravens lose more games they probably should win than anyone else. That's on Lamar. That's on the coaching staff. They blow fourth quarter leads. They drop balls. They have time of possession, total yards in their favor. They don't use Matt Stover, right? It's not much of a home field advantage for Arizona here. So Ravens should be a pretty high percentage play. Probably right up there with Dallas. Because Rams are better than Cardinals. Rams beat Cardinals a couple of weeks ago. Ravens are on the road. That doesn't bother some people as much as it bothers me. So yeah, I'd say right now, you know, you're looking at Ravens and Cowboys as a pretty significant percentage. And I'll say above Bills because of availability. Those two. So what about the Chargers? Are you willing to do it? The Chargers have a couple of wins this year, but some say they shouldn't based on how poorly they are coached. The continued justification of why the Chargers are coached by who they are coached. I like seeing, you know, what coach is on the hot seat, what's the first coach fired. Any list that doesn't include Arthur Smith and Brandon Staley, stop making the list. Go do something else. Go work at a home improvement store. Go drive a garbage truck. Go get involved with a local charity and do some good, because you're not with the hot seat stuff. The coaches who are making the most head-scratching moves with talent to win are Arthur Smith and Brandon Staley. And Brandon Staley has a defensive background, and other than takeaways, nothing his defense with talent does in the top half of the NFL other than takeaways. Warren Sharp laid this all out on Twitter X within the last couple of days. And his play calling, his game managing, shit. And clearly, he's not helping his franchise quarterback in Justin Herbert. So, do you trust the Chargers as a minus 450 money line, even bigger than the Ravens, bigger than the Cowboys? Is that bigger than the Bills? It's bigger than the Bills against the Bucs. Good gosh. Bears with backup quarterback, but a backup quarterback who takes sacks at a significantly lower percentage than Justin Fields. He's on time. Who's also handing the ball off more to a back who may be their best back in Dante Foreman. I don't know. I don't think you can play the Chargers here. If anything, just from a playing standpoint, that Bears money line at plus 350, as Crack would say, for you VEASAN lovers, might be worth a piece of your lunch money. And the other 8.5-point choice on a Monday night, off getting their ass kicked, the Lions. The Lions were blasted by the Ravens, and I would expect that got their attention. You know, they were rolling, just rolling, winning by double digits. Kind of put themselves as the third best team in the NFC, and they still may very well be the third best team in the NFC. Let me think. Can I find Seattle's not? I don't think Seattle's better than them. I don't think Dallas is better than them. The NFC South has nobody better than them. So yeah, they're probably still the third best team in the NFC. You got the Raiders coming in, likely with a backup quarterback. You know, Adams isn't, and Jacobs not doing a lot recently. Minus 390 money line. Lions on a Monday night for the first time in, 5 years? Is that on or hosting? So, yeah. If you didn't use the Lions in week 5, it's a pretty good spot to use them. So, I would say the top survivor plays this week will be in no particular order. Cowboys, Bills, Lions, and Ravens. I think that's what we're looking at. Cowboys, Bills, Lions, and Ravens. Yeah. We'll go with that based on all factors. I don't expect that Charger. That Charger percentage is going to be interesting. Could it actually be 5% higher or lower? Let's play that game on our own. I'll go under. Circa Survivor, Chargers, under 5%. Pick Chargers this week against the Bears. Let me know what you think. Good luck, Morgan. Todd Wright, Tour Captain, Podcast League, defending champion. Still alive in his league. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Survivor Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Stop paying permanent alimony in the state of Florida. It is no longer law. Contact Brandon Legal Group for help. 813-902-3576 or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Talk to you next week.